Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IFGL Refractories Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Ziko. Good evening to everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, we welcome you all to the IFGL Refractories Q4 FY23 earnings call. We are delighted to host the management, and from their side we have their CEO, India, Mr. Kamal Sarda, and their CFO. Without any much time, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Kamal Sarda for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Kamal sir.
Thanks, Sahil. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on the IFGL Refractories Limited Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call. I have with me Mr. Amit Agarwal, our CFO, and SGA, our investor relation advisors. We have uploaded the results and presentation on the stock exchange, and I hope everybody has had a chance to go through the same. During the year, the recovery momentum of global economy following the pandemic shock faced obstacles due to several factors. These included rise in inflation, subsequent increase in interest rates, geopolitical tensions arising from Russia and Ukraine war, and the implementation of lockdown measures in China. The ongoing energy crisis has also caused disruptions in gas supply, resulting in challenges for businesses. These events collectively impacted economic stabilities and hindered the smooth progression of recovery efforts during the year. On the contrary, the Indian market emerged as a standout performer in the global steel industry in FY22-23 also. The RBI's robust management of inflation has contributed to a healthy growth trajectory for the Indian economy. Notably, the investments in various sectors has been increasing steadily, supported by substantial government expenditure on infrastructure development. The real estate sector has also shown good growth, driven by affordable housing initiatives and rising urban demand. Further, private investment is showing signs of improvement, bolstered by the implementation of PLI schemes. These factors collectively indicate a very positive outlook for India's steel industry and its overall economic landscape. Now, moving on the company side, during last quarter, we successfully acquired two land parcels near our Kalunga plant, approximately 3 acres of land adjacent to our existing factories. This acquisition is aimed at improving quality, debottlenecking our operations, and expanding our capacities. The company stepped down subsidiary Monocon International Refractories Limited (U.K.) successfully completed the acquisition of Sheffield Refractories (U.K.). Sheffield Refractories is a renowned manufacturer and installer of monolithic refractory products specialized in blast furnace cast house products, shotcreting material, and a diverse range of other specialized monolithic product. The acquisition aligns with our strategic objective and enhances our capability and serving the steel industry. We are excited about the synergies and growth opportunity that this acquisition brings to our company and look forward to leveraging the expertise and product portfolio of Sheffield to drive further success in the market. Hoffmann Ceramics, our German subsidiary, is performing quite well, and we have observed favorable margins over there. We are pleased with progress and a positive outlook for Hoffmann in the current period also. EI Ceramics, our US subsidiary, we have seen significant improvement in the second half of the FY23, and the outlook also looks to be promising. We are confident that EIC will show better results in the current financial year also. This year, we launched our new website and also our new corporate identity, which is logo, aimed at improving our interface with customer, prospective employees, suppliers, and other stakeholders. On the capex side, the estimated capex plan of 177 crore is on track, for which we tied up a term loan of 120 crore for this, and the rest will be financed by internal accruals. We have already spent or committed over 50% of this as on the year end, and will complete, hopefully will complete all the planned projects within FY24. We are pleased to announce that our new research and technology center in Odisha is progressing as planned and should be fully operational in the first half of 2023. This state-of-the-art facility will serve as a hub of research, innovation and development, enabling us to enhance our product offerings and advance our understanding of material applications in various industries. With these enhanced capacities and new product capabilities, we expect to improve the scale of our business that will lead to scale benefits and operating leverages in the long term for our company. With this, let me now hand over the call to Mr. Amit Agarwal for giving you financial highlights. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Starting with the standalone financial highlights, total income decreased by 9% year on year to 217 crore in quarter 4 FY23. While it was up by 6% year on year to rupees 846 crore in FY23. EBITDA increased by 35% year on year to 46 crore in quarter 4 FY23. For the year also, it was up by 2% to rupees 134 crore in FY23. EBITDA margin stood at 21.2% in quarter 4 FY23 with increase of 700 basis point year on year basis. For full year FY23, margin stood at 15.9%. PAT was up by 46% year on year to rupees 23 crore in quarter 4 FY23, while it was down by 3% year on year to rupees 61 crore in FY23. Let me now move forward to consolidated financial highlights. Our consolidated financial highlights also include our international subsidiaries. We recorded the highest ever total consolidated income for quarter 4 FY23 and as well as FY23. The total consolidated income increased by 2.5% year on year to rupees 376 crore in quarter 4 FY23, while it was up by 10% year on year to rupees 1400 crore in FY23. Consolidated EBITDA grew by 32% year on year to 56 crore in quarter 4 FY23, while it was up by 5% year on year to 166 crore in FY23. Then consolidated EBITDA margin stood at 14.9% in quarter 4 FY23 with increase of around 330 basis point year on year basis. For full year FY23, margin stood at 11.9%. Consolidated PAT was up by 42% year on year to 29.4 crores in quarter 4 FY23, while it was up by 2% year on year to 79 crore in FY23. And I am also happy to share that board of the director have recommended a final dividend of rupees 7 per share, which is 70% of the face value, and obviously this is subject to approval in forthcoming AGM. With respect to liquidity position, we remain net debt free with strong balance sheet. Cash and cash equivalents stood at around 194 crore on consolidated basis as on March 23. I think this is from my side.
So I will be happy to answer any questions from your side.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Kanika Kotari from Kotari Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first of all, I wanted to ask, how is the domestic market doing as compared to the international market? Who do you think is performing better? Which one do you think is performing better?
The domestic market, as far as our the industry which we serve, which is steel industry, is doing quite well. And as you know, the National Steel Policy 2017, which was announced, it had planned that we will take the capacities to about 300 million metric tons by 2030-31. I think we are going on track. Today we have a capacity of about 155-160. And there are quite a few additional incremental capacities lined up in the country. So we should ideally grow by about 7% CAGR in this sector. So we hope, we are very, very confident on this growth of steel industry.
Understood. And also, sir, can you please provide the breakup of revenue in terms of domestic and exports for Q4 FY23?
So this year, I think we had domestic sale of about 55% of the overall sale.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shivani Vivek Vishwanathan from Aragon Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me? Is it audible?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. So, excuse me, it might be simple questions, but new to the sector, and I just wanted to understand, taking a point from Kanika's question before, how would I understand the opportunity size, like what percentage of a project cost of steel is do we cater to?
Sorry.
Suppose there's a 100 crore steel project, sir. What would be the percentage of that project cost that we would be catering to?
So we are not on the, see, our products are generally consumable. So our product will be required when the steel plant gets into operation.
Oh, okay.
So whatever they spend on capex, we are not really there. We are only there when the steel plant runs. So usually the refractory consumption is anywhere between 10 to 15 kgs of per ton of steel. That's how it amounts to.
Okay.
So the more they produce, our products will be used more.
Great. And sir, you were talking about your R&D facility. I wanted to understand what sort of value addition products are you looking at, and what would be your key margin drivers going forward from here?
On R&D facilities, you cannot dedicate the return on investment as such. These are all developmental activities which will go into our existing product line, improving our existing products, both in terms of quality as well as, cost part. So that will eventually give us a benefit. We have not put a kind of a return on investment.
No, not on that, sir. Margin drivers overall, what would be your business?
That's what I said. That was, so we have not put in anything of that sort. We have created a research capabilities just to enhance our quality parameters, as I said, both in terms of quality as well as cost. When it happens, it will definitely happen. And that will help us in improving our margin as well as improving our businesses also. So I'm not in a position to put in any kind of a margin improvement strategy here.
Sure.
Nobody does it when they're putting up a technology center as such.
No, my question was more on the business side, not on the R&D side. I just wanted to understand from 14%, what sort of margin trajectory are we seeing for the company as a whole going forward?
This is a different question. So our margins, I think I have maintained that our margins would be anywhere between about 13 to 15% going forward also.
Sure. Sir, how is the competitive landscape for refractories, and what sort of market share are we sitting on? Domestic market, sir.
Yeah, we are there. I think in our product range where we operate, we should be there at somewhere around 15%.
Sure.
In the market share. And competition scenario, I think there is not much, not many players in this field. You have RHI Magnesita, you have Vesuvius, primarily as a major competitors in our field.
Sure. Understood, sir. Sir, I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Sanjay Nandi from Freelancer. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sir, what is your outlook on the European operations as a whole, sir?
European operations, as I think I mentioned in my speech, it's Hoffmann Ceramic, our German operations in the last couple of years has improved significantly. And we feel the margin there will continue to grow in the near future because we are now ramping up some capacities there also. So that should increase our margins there. But in the UK subsidiary, with acquisition of Sheffield Refractories, it should eventually improve the margin. But yes, Europe is under pressure on the consumption side of steel. So that hopefully once the Ukraine-Russia war is over, as and when, the market should improve. So we'll have to wait till this crisis is over. As of today, the European market is slightly slow.
Got it. Sir, if we compare ourselves with our peers in the domestic market like RHI, Vesuvius, so their margins have improved significantly. I'm talking about operating margins. But we are still hovering at around 13-14% kind of margins on a overall basis. So are we looking for some like premium products or some high-end products so which we can increase our margins going forward? Something in make, something like that?
So that's the reason why we are setting up our research and development, rather technology center, what we call it, which will help us in developing or improving our own products, doing research on our products, alternate raw materials, both in quality as well as cost effective manner. And we are not very, very far behind them just because they are larger in their size of operations, there possibly the margins are slightly more. So going forward, I think if you look at RHI's also, margins are not very, very different than ours. Maybe 1 or 2% plus or minus, that's it.
Right. So are we looking for some like some strategic acquisitions or any like capex where we can increase the top line significantly going forward?
I think if you look at our presentation also, we have undertaken a massive capex plan in the last 2 years, and this year it will get completed. We have taken a capex plan of 177 crores already. So that will help us in improving the top line.
So by what time can we expect that thing to generate revenue for us, sir?
It should take 3 to 5 years. That's when the capex gets completely...
Yeah. 2 to 5 years. So what are share in the flow control business? Like, do we have any business in the flow control products?
Our major product range is flow control.
Okay. Got it, sir. So thank you so much from my side. That's it from my side, sir. I will come back in at you.
Thank you.
Our next question is on the line of Aniket from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm new to this industry and new to the company as well. So forgive me if my questions are a bit basic, but I have a couple of questions with regards to the white fuse alumina and down fuse alumina. I just wanted to get an idea what are the end markets for these abrasives and are there any emerging applications coming apart from the traditional ones?
We don't manufacture these two products. We are not a manufacturer of raw material, gentlemen. So we use this raw material, we import as well as we also use some domestic players' products. So we don't manufacture these products. These products are primarily used in refractories and some abrasive applications.
Okay. And can you just give any idea on the pricing for this raw material? So typically for these type
why
of...
Why do you want this raw material prices? No, we don't deal in these products. We only use these products.
If I can just a question from my side. I wanted to get to know if there is a market for these type of products with regarding pricing with, $3 to $4 per kg corundum in India. I mean, do the refractories here use these products as raw materials, and, what type of pricing do they get for these if they use it?
So can you do me a favor? Can you take my number from Vatsal or Sahil and give me a call later?
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, that would be good. Then I can answer most of your queries.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And best of.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Akash Mehta from Kapaz Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Two questions, mainly. One, if you could just give me the potential revenue from the plant capex that you announced.
So generally, any kind of a brownfield expansions, the revenue should be about 3 to 3.5x. That's what we are planning.
3.5x, roughly. Okay. And if you could give me the revenue, EBITDA and PAT for the subsidiaries for the quarter gone by.
Subsidiaries?
Yes.
So I think if you look at our consolidated figures and then overall our overseas subsidiaries, the sales were around about 600 crores, 595 or 600 crores, and EBITDA there was about 32 crores.
Okay, and the PAT level for the company?
PAT for the overseas subsidiaries were 18 crores.
18 crores. All right, I think that's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand that in our fourth quarter numbers, in the standalone numbers, the revenue is down by around 11% year on year. So have the volumes declined or have the realizations gone down?
No, one of the major effects has happened in the overseas market. In the corresponding quarter of last year, there was a good export. If you look at the domestic market, it has grown by about 20%. Okay, in just the overseas market, there were certain markets like I tell you, CIS countries we used to export quite a bit. That's completely shut. We had done some exports in the previous the corresponding quarter last year. So there are certain Europe was one of the major factors where the market has gone down. There are certain Middle East countries also, the market has gone down slightly. So the overseas market has gone down. If the overseas market was same, I think the figures would have been significantly different. I hope the Europe in the second half of this year should come back, should recover a bit. But yes, the CIS still has issues, unable to supply, unable to get the payment terms right. We are taking certain efforts.
Sure, sir. So basically, our volumes have gone down due to slowdown in demand in European markets primarily.
Yes, in terms of exports, yes, our volumes have gone down, but in domestic market, the volumes have increased significantly.
Sir, and what about the realizations? Have we taken price cuts in fourth quarter or first quarter?
There are certain softening of raw material and input costs which has happened in the last two quarters. So obviously some customers whose orders have been renewed in this period, they have asked for certain discounts, but I think the price reduction is not more than anywhere between 2 to 4%. So there have been some reduction in prices, not significant.
Sir, and this was done in the fourth quarter or in the first quarter of this financial year?
It's a continuous process. The order, most of the customers, I think mostly the quarter four will have the major effect. But then we have also got some price increases somewhere also. It is not that we have only got price reduction, but there have been some orders which were like old orders, which the price they did not increase because the orders were running. But overall, I think 2 to 3% would be the major reductions in some of the orders which have got renewed, but not significant.
Sure. Sir, also, sir, like we did around 48 crore EBITDA in this fourth quarter, which was almost equivalent to our all-time high EBITDA, which we did in December 2020 quarter of 49 crore. So will we be able to sustain this 48 crore or roughly 50 crore run rate of operating profit per quarter going forward on consolidated basis?
I think I mentioned in one of the previous questions that we should be looking at an average EBITDA about 15%. 14 to 15% should be the average EBITDA we should be looking at.
Sir, in last call you mentioned that on consolidated basis we should only expect around 13% EBITDA, which we did in
the
first
quarter. I don't know, it's 49 crore, which is what you're talking about, the consolidated EBITDA.
Yes, sir. Consolidated EBITDA 48 crore we did in fourth quarter.
Okay. I'll correct myself. On the consolidated front, the EBITDA on a consolidated basis is about 56 crores.
Okay.
I don't know where from this. So in quarter four, the EBITDA is about 15%. But as I said, on consolidated basis, anywhere between 13% would be the reasonable EBITDA to look at, because there are certain overseas operations where the margins are comparatively lower.
Sure, sir. Sir, and so wanted to understand, sir, that in the past 2 years, FY 22 and 23, sir, our working capital has gone up dramatically. Consequently, our operating cash flow in the past 2 years cumulatively is nearly around 10 crores. So, whereas if we see in FY 21 and FY 20, we did around 140-150 crore of operating cash flow. So the inventory has doubled basically in the past 2 years, and receivables have also gone up drastically. Sir, altogether, our working capital has increased by 225 crores in the past 2 years. So this is expected to come down, stabilize at this level, or sir, increase further?
No. So in the last 2 years or so, obviously, because of this COVID situation and all, the average inventory holding period has gone up. Okay, even that, and also the realization part also in some way has gone up. But one of the other reason was our Sheffield Refractories acquisition. So their inventory and receivables have also got added in this March 23 reports.
Sure. So going forward, should we expect this to reduce working capital?
See, going forward, our efforts are to reduce, but I think just to handle our customers, because customers are also like asking for sometimes they ask for material so fast. So we have to be prepared to keep inventory. So inventories would be higher, I would say.
Okay, sir.
But receivables can come down.
Okay, sir. Sir, and lastly,
receivables will come down.
Sir, this new acquisition that you have done, sir, is it a profitable business? And sir, can you tell us more about it? That what should we expect from this?
So I think it's a profitable business. Definitely, it has been making money. It has been profitable for many years. And this has been on our radar for about 5-6 years. Just because of COVID, it got deferred. So this will continue to make money. But I think the other advantage of this acquisition would be use those. These are highly technical products. To use these products for other markets, including India.
Sure.
That is where we will be able to make more margins out of it, and then the synergy benefits we'll get.
Sir,
India, we don't have those products in India as a current basket of products.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Keshav Garg. May we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Before we take our next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Sahil Sangvi from Monarch Network. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. My first question is, would you be able to give me the utilization levels across our overseas subsidiary and also the Indian entities?
Overseas, Hoffman Ceramics and Hoffman Ceramic and EI Ceramic, they are running almost like at a good capacity utilization there. It should be about 80-90% of that. And in India, in our existing product of Kalunga, the isostatic and the slide gate, we are running at about 80-85% capacity. In some of the other product where we have expanded, the capacity utilization will be low, about 50% or so. In Monocon also, the capacity utilization should be somewhere around 50-60%.
And Sheffield would be?
I mean, just acquired Sahil. I don't have the full capacity because of that.
Right. And Kandla would be, sir?
Kandla, I think before the expansion has just got finished in March. Some fine tuning is required. Before that, we are to take it very simple. First phase, we are utilizing about 80-85%.
Right, sir. So any kind of expansions we're planning at Hoffman and EI Ceramics? I mean, to get growth over there from those.
Hoffman is creating some capacities there, but then that I think will take, I will not be able to announce that right now, but they are doing it. EI Ceramic, I have no information as such, but EI Ceramic also should be looking at some expansion, but they have been, because these capacities are as at a level of 80-85% for quite some time now. So as of now, they don't have space to expand. EI Ceramics has completely run out of space. And I think both EIC and Hoffman, they both have run out of space. Hoffman is creating some space. EIC, they don't have space as of now.
Right, sir. That's all from my sector. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Aditi Sawant from ADM Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. My first question is on the revenue growth. Just wanted to understand whether the revenue growth is led by price growth or it's a volume growth.
It's primarily both, as I mentioned in my previous, that domestic market has grown significantly. So it has run, it is both volume as well as value. And exports, there have been some reduction in volume.
Okay, got it. And second question is, can you share some outlook, you know, future outlook on our international subsidiaries? How is demand over there?
Demand, the US market and the German market, the Hoffman Ceramic and EI Ceramic, the market is still very good, I would say. The UK market, as of now, it's a bit slow, but hopefully it should recover. But the US and the Germany market is very good. But all other, our customers are well spread across geographies. I would say the market should recover in the second half. Overseas market should recover in the second half of this year.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That was helpful, and all the best for upcoming quarter.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you mentioned about purchase of the 3-acre land parcel in existence to our existing facility. So how much have you paid for the same? And you were speaking about some debottlenecking exercise there. So if you could elaborate on that.
Yeah. So that is the land which is purchased from the government of Odisha. So that's about 2 crores we have paid. Okay. And debottlenecking, in the sense we are running, we have run out of space in our Kalunga facilities. So we wanted to have some more facilities there, so we wanted land. So that will now that plan will be made right now. As I mentioned in my speech also, some qualitative improvement of the products where we have ordered some equipment but we are running out of space. So those things will be planned. Some plan would be made now for those parts of
the plan. In terms of, sir, firstly, I would also like to congratulate you on the improved investor presentation, sir. It is slightly different than what earlier used to be, and much more information about our subsidiaries in terms of locations and other aspects have been given, provided to the investors, and thank you for the change. Sir, when we look at this R&D part of the story, and you have already mentioned that it is very difficult to quantify it in terms of what would be the returns in monetary terms, but in terms of the product basket improving and in terms of the operational efficiency, if you could give us some color, what exactly would this this lab would be aiding to us, and where what are the which are the new products of or whether who are the competitors where we are not present, and post this R&D facility we would be able to improve the basket. So if some more color would be given on the same.
Okay. So first of all, thank you for appreciating the new presentation, and I must put on record the effort put by SGA, our investor relation advisor. Vatsal Shah is there in this call. So Vatsal, thank you very much for making this presentation. Okay, on the R&D, you know what, all the large companies have their research facilities. Okay, what we were actually lacking was our own research. What we were doing so far was more on the product development side. You know, whatever customer, customer wanted us to make, we redesigned our products. Okay, but what we will be doing is today that we it's the same product, like say for example, isostatic product we make here in India in 2 places and also one in US facility. We will be doing benchmarking. So which product is the best performing? So that benchmarking study will be done. And our primary focus of the research will be on our existing product lines only, which is isostatic products, slide gate products, precast products, and monolithic products. So we will be focusing on our existing product ranges also. We will not go into a very different product range as such, like we are not talking of a BRICS as a big, in a big way, which is there, the forte of the large players in the industry. So that will be there. We will be looking at product development, raw material changes, effect of raw material. We have also put in a furnace where we can test our products live on a simulation basis that with this steel quality our refractories will work or not. So those things we will do in our lab.
Right, sir. Also, about the Vishakhapatnam facility, we did spoke about commercialization of precast product plant. So, what kind of revenue would be accrued, and sir, as the first year? So, what would be the revenue?
We have sent our first products in the last, I think, March, and also sent some more products in this last month, May. So we are undergoing trials. I think this year we should be doing, because this will be a large precast shapes which we had not been making in our product basket. So this will be a completely new products which we'll be making. So this year would be a product approval stage at various customers, I would say that. And once that happens, then these facilities will start getting utilization. So this year, I will not put any utilization figures, but this year would be very important for us in terms of product getting approved in various customers.
Okay.
Whatever we have sent so far, we have had, I would say, a good feedback.
Okay. So can you give more color, Manasar, not booking revenue for this year, but going ahead, how is this only for this product part of precast product will adding to the revenue, given in terms of the you must be having a ballpark number for revenue from 8,400.
I mentioned in the past also that we should be looking at 3 to 3.5x.
Okay, that is 16.50 is what we have spent. So 3x of that.
Yeah, I think our total spending would be close to 20 crores in this plant.
Sir, now coming to the
partly we'll spend it this year.
Yes, sir. Sir, when you mentioned about the Sheffield refractive part, firstly, sir, if you could give us an understanding, how have you valued this refractive? And if you could give us the enterprise value of the same.
That we have valued, I think we have valued at about
9 to 10x EBITDA. 9 to 10x. And sir, you have the numbers, sir, the annual last 3 years numbers, the revenue and the EBITDA numbers for the same.
I don't have the EBITDA, but I think the turnover was about 18 million pounds, which is about 170-175 crores. So this year, it's only 1 month, almost 1 month, like 24th of Feb we acquired. So 24th of Feb to 31st of March. So this year, we have only added 20 crore as a top line turnover.
And its last year annual number was 175 crore.
175 crores, yes.
And the utilization levels for the company?
I honestly don't have much information. But I think their utilization level also should be good.
So next time in the presentation, we should put trust on the same. So this is a 50 crore rupees.
I will try and get those information as
Sir, two small questions.
This is just acquired. This is under the kind of a integration phase.
Yes. May I ask that two questions or join the queue, sir?
Mr. Saket Kapoor, may we request you to...
Yes, sir. I'll join the queue. Give me an opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Amit Shah from Ace Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So, couple of questions, sir. What is the expected revenue potential from the Visakhapatnam phase 2 when it is fully utilized?
So in Visakhapatnam we would be spending roughly around in total somewhere around 90 odd crores once it is complete. So we take three and a half times, so about 300 plus.
Okay, sir. And sir, can you share which are our top 5 clients and what would be their approximately revenue contribution?
I don't have the figures right now in front of me.
Okay, no problem, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kumar Ashish, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
So I have just one question regarding the one-time goodwill write-off. Is any planning for sir?
No. No, we are not. We are not planning any.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand that, sir, what is the remaining capex for FY24 and also what is the average maintenance capex that we incur every year?
The capex which we are doing for India is about 177 crores, and we have already done about 80 plus till March 23. So balance is remaining.
Sure.
The maintenance capex in India should be about 10 crores average, 10 to 15 crores on an average.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. That's all from us.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So just to the last reply, but what was the figure you mentioned for the capex that will be capitalizing for this year?
So I think till last year we have spent about 80 crores out of the planned capex.
178 crore was the total capex as planned.
Yeah. Yes.
So out of that 80 crore have been spent for March 23. Okay, and the balance would be spent for this year.
Financial
year. We will be capitalizing everything by FY24.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Because our capital work in progress is 46 crore as on 31st March. So that is the balance part left to be capitalized.
Yes.
More money to be spent now. Okay, sir. Sir, when you were explaining us. Hello.
Yes, sir.
When you spoke about the improvement in the EBITDA margin, what have you factored in terms of the contribution from Sheffield acquisition also? How will this acquisition will be adding to the margin? And if I'm not wrong, sir, you mentioned that this acquisition would be catering to the Indian operations, means the product profile for what the requirement is for the Indian steel maker or the Indian operations. You please clarify the same.
So idea is we have just acquired, so there will not be very significant noticeable EBITDA addition in this financial year, rather FY23, because we had just acquired on 24th of Feb. It was only 1 month operations. Okay. And number two, when it comes, why we acquired Sheffield Refractory was primarily to take that product to various other parts of the world, especially India, because those products we don't make. As Sheffield has a very, very good product basket in their product ranges, and we won't bring those products into India. Indian market, as you know, is very big, very large, and growing markets. So that is where we would like to capitalize Sheffield's acquisitions.
Right. But at optimum, we must be expecting the revenue of 175 CR for the full entire year in operation. We have much of the business
plan. That is there. The last year's turnover. They also have put a growth plan in their own balance sheets. But then primarily, when we bring those technologies into India, that will give us the major advantage.
Okay. Sir, in the presentation, we have also mentioned about the renewable investments, sir, in the renewable space. So what exactly is our plan to invest in the renewable energy, and what kind of savings are we expecting in terms of...
We have just put in a 150 kilowatt of solar power in our Vizag plant. So that's the first. We have also done a very similar kind of investment in our German operations as well as UK operations, putting up the solar power in all the three locations. And when we are talking of expanding it, we are looking at other places where we can put it. We are looking at the feasibility of that. And solar power, you know, the normal payback period is about 4.5 or 5 to 6 years max.
So in absolute number terms, how much have we invested in the Vizag 150 kV?
Vizag, I think not much, is about 70 lakhs only.
Okay.
But our major investment will happen once we do it in our Kandla plant, which will be a bigger investment as and when it comes.
Okay. And sir, the last 2 points. Firstly, on the raw material basket, sir, if you could give us, I think so last year with inflationary trends and with issues with geopolitical matter, we have observed that the raw material prices flared up and at that time our margins were in compression. So currently, now we've seen subsiding and coming back to normal, although the war is still on. So, if you could give us some understanding how the raw material basket has currently shaping up, and how will those aid it or will be aiding to our margin going ahead?
The raw material prices have softened in the last, I would say, 5-6 months. But there are two factors to it. One, if you look at the exchange rate, dollar to rupee, that has also... Rupee has depreciated against dollar. Some of it has been offsetted by the rupee depreciation. But there has been a drop in the raw material prices. I think going forward, see, this is a war. Not really a war. This is a price game which is played between customer and us. Raw material price badhta hai, toh hum price badhane ke baat karte hai. Ghatta hai, toh wo price ghatane ki baat karte hai. But the margins, I mentioned that 15% is what the margin we should look at.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Saket, may we request you?
Eventually, over a period of time, it evens out.
One concluding mark, can I make, sir? Then, if you get permission.
Yeah, yes, please.
Sir, over the period of time, when we look at comparison with the other listed players, we find a stark difference in the terms of in the way why how market values different companies. However, sir, over the last few months, we have seen the valuations for other respective players or similar to the ones where the space where IFGL operates have seen a sharp improvement in their valuation. So, what step the management should be taking to improve its shareholder value, sir? We are now trading above 1.2 or 3 times book. Other than that, sir, I congratulate the board for giving higher dividend payout. But still, on the valuation front, there is a big lag. So, what steps are being taken, or what should be done to improve the valuations, and so that investors who are there investing in the organization must realize the right value for our for our investment?
So this is a question, counter question I can put to you also.
Please.
What the company does, company has embarked upon a very aggressive expansion plan, number one. We have acquired Sheffield Refractories. We are, I have mentioned that we are actively looking at acquisitions as and when it comes. Okay, and then we have shown good results, if you see, in the last few years. So those results is also adding to shareholders' value. We have given good dividend in the last 3 years, 10%, 7%, and 100%, 70%, and 70%. Okay, and we continually improve the performance of the company. We have grown on the top line in the last 3 years. If you look at our growth between March 20 to March 23, growth is, I think, close to, if I'm not wrong, it's close to about 80%, 85%. Top line has grown. Bottom line has grown almost like 250%. So those growth are there. Now the share market is, I leave it to you, how to improve the share market price. We have also grown in the share prices from about 200 plus levels to about 300 plus levels in the last, say, I think, what, a month time. So it is not that we have not grown. Yes, we are undervalued. We feel that the market should give us more valuation.
And for the promoter part, any last words from the Japanese?
Sorry to interrupt, in the interest of time and fairness to all participants, can we request you to rejoin the queue, please? Our next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, first, a clarification that whatever we see standalone minus console, as a difference is all the international 5-6 factories or operations that is mentioned in the presentation, or even IFGL exports is a part of it as a difference?
No. It's only the international operations.
Right. So, you know, when I look at the ROIC of the international operations, it's a fairly small number. What are the efforts there or what are the management's efforts to look at the, you know, ROIC or the return on capital employed in that, you know, 300-400 crore of capital that we have invested?
So, usually, the market was down in the COVID period. It has shown good results in the last 6 months, I would say. So next year's figure should be significantly better.
What I see as a difference in standalone minus console and the EBITDA is what is visible this quarter at about 10-12 crores. But sir, even then, if I consider that as well, the ROIC figure is either equal to the capital, is either equal to the cost of capital or even lower than the cost of capital. So should we look at it that way?
I don't have the ROIC figures right in front of me, so I think I will not be able to comment on that.
Okay.
But, yes, as I mentioned that overall EBITDA margins of overseas operations all put together is relatively lower than our Indian operations.
And when you were calling out 15% margin, were you calling out at the consolidated level or at the standalone level?
The Indian level.
At the Indian level, okay. My second question is, sir, the 170 crore of the capex that we have proposed, when should the commercial operations of that capex should start getting visible?
They are being done at three locations, in fact, four locations.
Yeah, I saw on the presentation, it's at the three locations.
Yeah. Yeah, so they will be done in phases. Some already have been capitalized and some will get capitalized in this financial, not some, the rest of it, whatever we will spend, will get capitalized in this financial year.
And when you were mentioning the capacity utilization, you were mentioning that, is it that the India operation is like 100% utilization?
No, no, some product. We have in India also various product lines. Some product lines are about 80-90% capacity.
Okay. And barring Monocon, I think you mentioned that a lot of your international operations are high capacity utilization, right?
EI Ceramics and Hoffman Ceramics are at good capacity utilization, somewhere around 80% plus.
Okay. So Monocon is where you have some capacity available.
Yeah, Monocon. Monocon, see, monolithic, we can always increase capacities. When you add one shift operation, you can increase. But yeah, Monocon is slightly on lower capacity utilization.
Okay. And lastly, this capex that you're putting, is it in the existing product lines or any new product lines are getting added because of this capex?
No, new product lines also.
New product line also?
Yes.
Okay, so what should it translate into growth for us? So let's say over next 2-3 years, what kind of size of the business, overall size of the business that you would look at, or you could tell us what is the asset turn of this 177 crores of capex that you're putting?
I mentioned about, I think, anywhere between 3 to 3.5x.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and when do you
think you can have the top line growth?
And when do you think
there are products which will give you variety of sales realization, price per unit would be different and all. So I'm just telling you, average would be about 3 to 3.5x.
And when do you think you hit peak utilization?
It should take 3 years plus.
3 years plus.
Yeah, 3 to 5 years it will take.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraint, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital for closing comments.
Yeah, just want to thank Kamal sir and CFO sir for very patiently answering all the questions. And also thank you to all the participants on behalf of Monarch Networth for joining the call. Kamal sir, would you have any closing comments?
Okay. I think thank you everyone. It was a very fruitful session for me. I hope I've been able to answer most of your queries. Maybe due to paucity of time, some questions could not be answered, and maybe some people could not ask some questions, but we can always take it offline. And thanks Sahil, Monarch for hosting this call. And we look forward to everybody's participation in the next call. I think for any queries, you can contact SGA, our investor relations advisor. Thank you all and have a nice day.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.